Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Monday, March 25th, 2019. So glad to be with you. I need to let you know, though, right off the bat that I got to go at 7. I got a couple medical appointments downstate this week, and so I got to hit the road at 7 to get down to get down there. In the meantime, folks, so I'm just going to kind of shorten some stuff up, give you some verses, and let you know a few things, and keep you up to date on March Madness, because we got a lot of that to talk about with what's been going on with Michigan and Michigan State, how they've been doing. Did they lose? Did they win? First round, second round? You'll have to listen to find out. Anyhow, we're so glad to have you. I will start out by saying, listeners, I want you to tell others how they can be a part of this great radio program. You guys are the mouthpiece. To you guys to be, advertisers for it. So it really helps when you can tell other listeners, about this great show. It's called The Miracle Man Show. It's on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights from about 6:30 to about 8 o'clock. It's on blogtalkradio.com. And then you tell them how they can find it. And then it really helps if you can tell them, it's a really smart thing to listen to this program on your smart device, iPad, your iPhone, even your Android. I won't judge you if you choose your Android, even though I don't have an Android. I've never had an Android. It's up to you to just tell people about it. Okay? Now, folks, when you're on the road and you're traveling someplace, sometimes you get hungry. Sometimes you want meal somewhere. Other times you just want a snack, like a delicious donut. When you're in the Flint area, you can stop at Donna's Donut on Bristol Road in Flint, about a mile and a half or so off of east of Interstate 75, get off at 116, and go left about mile and a half, mile and three quarters, and then you'll see Donna's Donuts. They have a lot of different flavors. I tried a certain cream stick type thing last time, and then got the peanut butter and jelly donut, which is my mainstay there, and I really like both of them, to be honest. But they call themselves the home of the nutty donut. And before I tried them, I didn't think I would like nuts on donuts. But these are actually pretty good on these donuts. And found out about them about 5 years ago. I've been there for a few times, at least 10 that I can think of. if not more. Again, this is on West Briscoe Road in Flint. It's kind of right there on that border between City of Flint and Mundy Township. But, yeah, it's over there on Briscoe Road. And the peanut butter and jelly donut is to die for. You might think, it's like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. No, it's not. This is a dessert. So, don't go in there thinking you're getting a sandwich. You're not. It's a donut, so. But it's a really delicious donut. And so, take it for its worth. Generally, they're $1.25 a piece, so they're really reasonable prices, and they're friendly, and great place, better donuts. We're going to pray, and then I'm going to exhort you a bit on faith tonight, rather than open my Bible. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time we have tonight. I thank you for these listeners that have chosen to join us, wherever they may be and however they may be listening. I just thank you that they have hearts prepared to receive this exhortation. Thank you that you used me as an oracle tonight. Lord, I thank you. I confess over the show that finances come into this program. Sponsors and partners come into this program. Increases in listenership come to this program. And most importantly, souls come into this program. And people give their lives to you. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And amen and amen. So, you know, Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. But I want to talk to you guys a few minutes about I'm going to discuss a little bit something that Bill Bailey, one of the ministers at my church, talked about last night. Dr. Buckley's out of town right now. He flew out yesterday, and he'll be gone for at least a service, maybe two. He might be gone all the way to next Sunday, I forget, but nonetheless, he's out. So, that means other people get to preach the word. So, Reverend Bailey last night was talking about faith. And he was talking about, you know, just having this kind of faith and just being able to hear, know the direction of where God wants to take you. So, Reverend Bailey was reading a story that I've shared here on this program where Jesus and his disciples, I mean, first it's Jesus' disciples, they're on the boat. Jesus comes out to them in about the fourth watch of the night And I had asked someone once what time that match, like a couple weeks ago, because I was curious. And apparently the fourth watch means like between like 3 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock. So very, very, very dark, wee hours. Once you get past 5, when do you think the wee part ends? Like 4 or 5? I think 5, right? Those so-called wee hours. Annie, do you think that's at 4 that wee ends or 5?
4:30.
Well, by wee, does that just mean 1, 2, 3? And they're wee because they're like real small numbers?
No.
What?
It just means like the first hour.
So
the smaller numbers, I suppose.
Yeah, like, because, like, you know, the 1, 2, 3 thing. Because 4, yeah, but nonetheless, it's part of that fourth watch is in the wee hours of the morning, and the other part, it's still the middle of the night, but it's kind of coming to a close right before morning starts. Because, you know, in Israel back then, they had, you know, 12 hours was day, 12 hours was night. So, obviously here, it's a little bit different, but nonetheless, his disciples, Jesus' disciples are in that boat, fourth watch of the night. Suddenly a storm comes on them. Terrible storm. Big time winds and rain and gloomy. And Jesus comes to them. And Peter says, and Peter thinks, oh, it's a ghost. Then Jesus, it's a ghost. And Peter said, Jesus says, it's me. And Peter says, if it really is you, let me come to you on the water. So Peter tries to, you know, walk on the water. And he starts to go down just a little bit. And then Jesus kind of grabs a hold of him and saves him. Right there. And then he says, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Jesus could tell right there that Peter's faith level was very low. And doesn't really say what Peter said, but and then Jesus calms that storm, and then one of the disciples says, surely you are the Son of God, because the wind and the winds and the sea obey you. They were right to say that, because Jesus was the Son of God. He is the Son of God. And he's so awesome. Faith is now. You should call those things that are not as though they are, like I like to say, in the name of Jesus, I see now. Not next Tuesday, not July 24th, 2026. Now. And because, you know, the first three words of Hebrews 11 is, now faith is. And then he goes into, you know, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, you're listening to the show. You know Jesus, your evidence. your evidence of God working on the inside of you. Let me just check my clock. But God wants to move on your behalf. He wants to provide for you. And Jesus knows what you have need of, but he wants to hear you calling those things out. He wants to hear you asking him for that healing you're believing for that job you want, for that, for whatever it is that you believe in God to do for you and for him to move on your behalf. The Bible says Jesus is the high priest of our confession. And Jesus wants to hear us confess. He wants to hear us confess what we are believing for him to do for us. And yeah, writing it down is not a bad thing, but he wants to hear you. Lord, I thank you for this word. I thank you that you just blessed these people who made the choice to receive of this lesson. Thank you that we will be doers of this word, Lord God, and not hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, for sports. Well, Tigers opening day is in 3 days. 3 days, folks. I think there should be T-shirts that said, "I survived another Michigan winter." Yes. Dr. Buckley has said that before when he preached a long time. He said we should have T-shirts that said, I survived another Mark T. Buckley sermon.
Yeah.
He'll only say that, though, if we preached way over. And don't worry about that notification if you heard it, folks. I don't have the time to advertise for it. Maybe next time I will. When it was a notification, folks, from Cedar Point, and though I love it, I'm not going to take time right now to advertise for it. So, nonetheless, we should have those T-shirts that said I survived another Michigan winter because that last week of January, that last few days of January, that was terrible. Well, I think we should have had special T-shirts just for that week that said, "I survived this week."
Mm-hmm.
You know, with some of the lows and all the and all the heck, because that would be because that was just brutal. But hey, we finally made it through to the other side. Spring, they're saying we're going to have a warmer, drier April. Good to see. Just hopefully it doesn't get too dry for the farmers who have to start getting the crops out. So we're gonna need some rain here and there. And if it's going to be a super dry month, I'd rather it be like right there in midsummer, because ultimately that's when I want it, and that's when they don't have to do as much planning, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in April, hopefully we'll get kind of a balance, because we're going to need some rain, and I think the snow might have helped a bit, but it's hard to tell, so we'll have to wait and see. But Tigers start opening day on Thursday in Toronto. Your starting pitcher will be Jordan Zimmerman, who was kind of okay at times last year, but I'm sad that Fulmer got hurt. I'm sad about that. I was really hoping he could do some great things for us. And I was really hoping we could get a deal made for someone else, but I guess not. So, I will let you know next time my prediction for the Tigers season. The wins and losses that I think they'll have. I'm seeing some promising signs from Cabrera. He hit 3 home runs in spring training, including one yesterday, which is good to see. Hopefully he'll do a little bit more than that for a month in the regular season. If he had 5 home runs in April, 5 in May, June, July, August, September, you'd be at 30 right now. He'd make it to 30. And we'll just have to see. Even 3 a month would be 18 to wait and see. You got to realize, though, he did come back from being off for a very, very, very long time. So I suspect that he'll gain some momentum on that, as long as he can just stay healthy. Okay. Now, congratulations to Saginaw Heritage Girls for winning another state championship. That's back-to-back for them. Pistons, they were doing so well. But then the last 2 games, they decided to lose back-to-back games on that Western road trip. I know, right? They were doing so well. And then now it's like they're kind of Monte. They suddenly, like, they're just kind of dropping. The 7th seed still, I think, right? Any 7th, I think, or are they still 6th? They better not drop too many more, otherwise they might be out. So hopefully they can get back to more wins than losses. Red Wings struggling. They're not making the playoffs. Now, Michigan. Now, let's talk about this March Madness thing. Specifically, first off, how about Michigan and Michigan State? Well, Thursday, Michigan did a great job against Montana. They pretty much dominated the whole way. Nice job. Got a good win, 2 over 15. They were like, yep, this team looks fresh and ready to go. Now, Saturday. For a while there, they allowed Florida to hang around. Generally, Michigan would lead for the most part. Here and there, at times, Florida might have a brief lead. But for the most part, Michigan stayed ahead. But then, second half, Michigan just pulled away, and they were able to win 69-51. So they got a pretty good win there as their defense just clamped down. And they're looking better to me than what Duke does. I know that much. Duke almost lost yesterday. Duke almost lost. Their opponent tried to shoot a basket at the buzzer and it missed. Otherwise, you would have had Duke, the overall one seed, knocked out yesterday. Tennessee had a 25-point lead first half. Second half, they kind of let that thing go away. Suddenly, overtime, two seed Tennessee able to get a win. Kentucky struggled for a little while with Wofford on Saturday, but they got a win by 6 points. Gonzaga still looks good. Virginia struggled for a little bit on Friday, and people from Virginia were on Twitter and going, or other people at Virginia in their Final Four and were like, oh, no, not again. I would have been like, yay, I want another pizza. I want to try to get a pizza this time. Because you may remember, Annie, I got robbed of that pizza.
Yeah.
At least this time it wouldn't have been on anybody's spring break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, and this time I would have marched down there right when they opened. You know that too, don't you? I would have and tried to be first one in the door and be like, this is for last time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, this is for last time when I didn't get that pizza. Because last year Little Caesars ran a promotion because a 16 seed beat a 1 seed.
That was ridiculous. So many people didn't get the pizza. I was so mad.
Obviously, though, because a 16 did not beat a 1, nor has a 1 or 2 seed lost. That's not happening because no 1 seeds have lost yet. No 2 seeds have lost yet. We had 3 5s lose to 12s in the first round, but then that other 5 is still in there. I don't think there are any double-digit seeds left. Or is there one, maybe, I think? One, maybe two?
I don't know.
The double digits that there were, like Ohio State, they're out.
Mm-hmm.
And that one school that's called the Flames, who got their first ever NCAA win, I think they lost too, didn't they? So there's not too many double digits left as... Like, 10 or 11 of your 16 teams are 1s, 2s, or 3s, like Michigan, Michigan State, Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
Tennessee, Virginia, Carolina, Duke, Gonzaga. Those are all your 1s and 2s. All of them are still in there. And obviously, that would be funny if the Elite Eight was made up with nothing but 1 seeds, and 2 seeds. Then that'd be kind of odd. And obviously, I'm gonna have some hard thinking to do over the next couple of days to kind of see who do I think will be more apt to make it into the Final Four. And it's 7.
1 minute.
Okay, because first time it seemed like, oh, Michigan's better than State. But then this other time,
right.
I see this weekend, and it's like, oh, maybe the other way. So I have some serious thinking to do. What do I go with, both? I don't know. Well, to kind of see. And folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.